Blog Talk Radio.
Guys, it is once again Saturday, 3 o'clock p.m., the perfect time for SCW Radio, but this week's edition is very different. If anyone did catch last week's edition, a very short edition in which we said that SCW Radio would be taking the hiatus that SCW as a promotion takes during the month of January. However, as I'm sure most of you have heard by now, circumstances have called for us to have a radio show this week. Definitely having a radio show this week. So, guys, before we get anything else, of course, you know who I am. I am Sean Van, the owner and promoter of this company. And today, this entire radio show broadcast is about something different than it's ever been before. Today, it's about a hashtag that you may have been seeing going around social media, a hashtag by the name of Save SCW. And that's exactly what we're trying to do, guys. To give you an idea about what position the company is in right now, financially, we are in dire straits. This is a company that's been around for six and a half, 7 years at this point. We developed trust in certain people, and a trust that maybe wasn't well-founded. Well, definitely not well-founded now that we know what we know. Our money has went missing. As a result, we are no longer able to use the ring we've been using. There are a lot of problems at SCW right now in a financial standpoint. But that doesn't mean that it's a problematic company. We're talking about a company here who, in the last six-plus years, we've raised funds and donations for Burton Center for Disabilities and Special Needs, Toys for Tots, United Way, Red Cross, Autism Awareness, the Food Bank of Greenwood and Abbeville Counties, Cornacan and Waterloo Fire Department. The list just goes on and on and on. We've worked with at-risk youth to get these kids off the streets and into a better environment at an SCW entertainment show, putting smiles on faces, entertaining old and young alike. This company has done a lot in the last six-plus years. And to be perfectly honest with you, you know, you're hearing a different side of old Sean Van today, because I got to tell you, this company means so much to me and the people who it's influenced, the people who it's entertained, the people who it's given a shot. There are performers on our roster, very talented performers, that couldn't get a shot anywhere else in any other wrestling company in this area. And SCW Entertainment was the company, was the promotion that gave them a shot to be able to apply their craft and show that they are just as good, if not better, than anybody else in the state or anywhere in the area. This company has, in my opinion, and I'm sure the opinions of several others out there listening right now, done so much for its community, done so much for its performers, done so much for its fans, that I personally feel that SCW Entertainment going out of business right now is beyond the worst possible scenario. We are far, ladies and gentlemen, we are far from done with what we can do in our community, with our fans, influencing the youth, just making our community and the communities around us better for tomorrow. And that's why SCW Entertainment has been around for so long, and that's why we intend on being around for so much longer. So, with that said, guys, I do want to go ahead and give out that guest call-in number in case there's anyone out there that wants to be a part of SCW Radio this week. We're going to be talking about a lot. That guest call-in number is 713-955-0804. Once again, that number is 713-955-0804. Also, maybe you don't want to call in, but you want to address something, that's fine. Feel free to do so at blogtalkradio.com/SCW Entertainment. And click on today's SCW Radio broadcast, the January 16th, 2016, a.k.a. episode 186. There's a live chat there where you can address us there as well. And one link I definitely want to get out there today, guys. SCW Entertainment has launched a GoFundMe campaign, in addition to many other things we're doing to attempt to raise the funds necessary to keep this company around. And I know the goal sounds high. I get it. I know the struggle. Trust me, guys. I really do. But $3,000 is what this company needs to be able to continue on in 2016 and beyond. Now, we've already raised about $200, and we do have some more people commenting that they're going to be donating very soon. We appreciate, no matter how small or large your donation is, we appreciate it, and we really want to keep this thing going for another generation of kids to be able to enjoy what we do at SCW Entertainment, another fan base of adults even. We really want to be able to continue doing what we've done over the last 6+ years, and the only way we can do that, unfortunately, at this time, is with your support. So please, right now, guys, if you're more comfortable with GoFundMe, head on over to GoFundMe.com/SaveSCW and donate. Like I said, no matter how much, too big, too little, it doesn't matter. Every penny counts. Maybe you're a little bit more comfortable with PayPal. That's fine. We are taking PayPal donations at the email SouthCarolinaWrestling@Yahoo.com. So feel free to make your donations on PayPal as well. Also, there are several other things we've been talking about as far as fundraising that's going to be going on here shortly. So just keep your eyes and ears peeled to that. And, you know, with that said, guys, speaking of keeping your eyes and ears peeled, really quickly, just want to remind everybody, SCW Entertainment, all over the place on the World Wide Web, all over the place on social media. Check us out at our official website at scwentertainment.com. We are on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Instagram, all at SCW Entertainment. We're on Tumblr at south-carolina-wrestling.tumblr.com. And, of course, right here at blogtalkradio.com/SCW Entertainment. So there you go, guys. Like I always say, no reason why you can't follow, friend, like, share SCW Entertainment. And we really would love for you to share the hashtag Save SCW, the hashtag Support Indie Wrestling, the hashtag Together We Made It. Guys, we really do, in addition to the financial support that we've already gotten, that we've been told we're going to be getting, we really appreciate just the support in the fact of awareness. Sharing a link, sharing a hashtag is very important. It gets people's eyes on the product. It gets people's eyes on what's going on right now, and we really do appreciate it. Now, with that said, my call switch here is lighting up, so we're going to go ahead and we're going to get into some calls here. And one more time before we do that, that number, if you'd like to be a part of SCW Radio this week, is 713-955-0804. So there you go, guys. Lines are open as we speak. Live chat open at blogtalkradio.com as well. So let's go ahead and get things started by bringing on the co-general manager of SCW Entertainment. Ladies and gentlemen, we're now being joined by none other than Brian White. How you doing, Brian?
I'm hanging in there. I'm hanging in as best I can. Not going to beat around the bush. I'm just going to get straight to how I feel and what I want to share with the fans. First of all, like you said earlier, thank you to all the fans that have donated so far. Every little penny counts. Every single dime counts, and we appreciate y'all so much for that, and you will not be forgotten. I promise you that. Fans, when I hear when I see the hashtag Together We Make It, all I can think about is our first show at a nightclub in Greenwood, Chapala's, and people were so bad-mouthing us at that time. They didn't believe in us, but I was honored and privileged to be a part of a locker room of young men who had a dream, and we chased it, and we chased it, and we chased it, and finally it accumulated to this point where we were throwing our own independent wrestling show. Now, to some people, that's nothing because they've been in this business a long time, but when you've got someone like me, an old country boy from Donald, South Carolina, and come from humble beginnings, and I started out wrestling for the birds and the squirrels and the trees, man. Nobody paid 2 cents to come see me. But then in 2011, that all changed when we had that first show. That first show changed everything, everything. And to say together we made it, together we did make it, and together we will fall, but we're not going to fall. We've came too far, fans, And like he said, in 6+ years, we've helped out so many agencies, so many organizations, so many charitable, nonprofit organizations. I mean, it's just been a hell of a ride, and I don't think it's over, and I hope it's not over. And my heart wrenches just to think about SCW closing its doors, because we have so many humble guys in the locker room. We have so many humble fans. Fans that come up and actually ask me for autographs, or ask Sean for autographs, or ask my heavyweight champion for an autograph. I mean, people like that. It's humble stuff like that that just, I don't know, it brings you back down to size, but it lets you know that this is more than just wrestling. Because to me, I'm going to speak personally here, it brought me and my family closer together. I haven't always made the best decisions as some may know and some may not, but I've never been the most lovable person. But one thing's for sure, I've learned from my mistakes and I've moved on, and now I have SCW as an outlet. SCW Entertainment saved my life, and I love this company, and I love these fans, and I love each and every one of you guys, and I appreciate you. I appreciate the title. I'm sorry I don't have really many words, but I am begging everyone, please, help save SCW. Because this is more than just wrestling. It's a way of life for some of us. It's the only thing we've got good. It's the only thing that means, I don't know how to say it. I'm just kind of lost for words. But I just want to thank everyone that has donated and everyone that is going to donate. And guys in the locker room, I'm going to speak straight from the heart here. I love each and every one of you guys. And it's not over. And we're not going to quit fighting. And this fight will go on and we will win. Don't let this get you down. Don't give up. Guys, the dream will live on. We're not the cancer. We're the cure. Together we made it, and together we'll fall.
Absolutely. You know, anybody who's a fan of this company knows that me and Brian White haven't seen eye to eye in quite some time. But this happening has really pulled together a lot of people at SCW Entertainment. And, you know, Brian brought up a litany of good points. It's, you know, this company has really done so much good for its community, has done so much good for its youth, has entertained in a city that is otherwise without entertainment. I believe that just as much as this company means to the individuals who work here, I think it means that much to its fans. I cannot tell you how many times that I've heard people, kids and adults alike, thank us for being able to provide entertainment in an area where it's completely lacking, to be able to provide role models, in a sense, for these children, to be able to provide and give to the community, give back to the community that's given to us. And, you know, like Brian said, it's really not time for this company to go by the wayside. And I believe, quite frankly, this company has so much more to give to this community, to its fans, to its workers, to all of its employees. It's way too soon to close the doors on SCW Entertainment. This is a company who, when it first started, could not get a hand, could not get a word of advice from veterans of this business, and that has completely changed over the years. You know, we started things out in this company literally at the bottom of the barrel, and we have worked and scratched and clawed so hard to get to the point in which we are now that to close the doors of this company would be an absolute travesty, in my opinion. Now, Brian, if you'll stay here with us on the line, we do have a couple of more callers in the queue, so I want to go ahead and take them as well. Feel free to chime in whenever you'd like. Next caller, last four digits, 5674. You're on SCW Radio. Who are we speaking with?
Sean. How you doing, buddy?
You know, I've got to be honest with you. I've been better, but I'm just going to be completely honest with you. All things put aside, at least for the moment being, it's good to hear from you.
Well, let's get the first thing out of the way. Let's go ahead and take care of business real quick, since I haven't talked to you in a while. Do you still doubt me after the 30-minute Iron Man match and beating boy Tyler Storm?
You know what, Sean? It's. I'm just going to be honest right now. It's very hard to doubt you right now. You had a hell of a performance and a win over Tyler Storm. You almost made it out of Toys for Tots as the SCW Heavyweight Champion against what I consider the best in this company right now, pound for pound, Dean Richards. I got to tell you, it's hard to take anything away from you right now. I'm just being completely honest.
See, that's all I've wanted to hear. I mean, you didn't think I could beat Tyler Storm. I did it, man to man. Dean Richards, 30 minutes, 2-1. One pinfall separated us. But there's something that I do want an explanation for, because I'm going to contribute to the Save SCW thing in just a second, but we have to handle one point of business that I haven't heard you mention in quite a while. Why were you and Sky Pierce trying to get involved in our match? I told you to stay out of my business.
Well, you know what? We're doing a lot of honesty. We're doing a lot of being completely open here on this week's episode of SCW Radio. And to be perfectly honest with you, Sean, it's kind of hard to pull back. Me and yourself, we've had a big history the last couple of years in this company with the board and whatnot, and it's a little difficult to pull back from this. It's almost as if I know you want to do it on your own, Sean. I know you do. You've got this burden. You've got this chip on your shoulder. You got this point you want to prove, and I respect that. But you know just as well as I do, this isn't exactly the way I conduct business inside an SCW ring. And for those reasons, I do have to disagree with your mentality here as of late. But I can't, after Toys for Tots, with all that's gone down, actually take anything away from your performance at that event.
I'm not going to lie. Okay, there was about a half second there where I could have taken Scott Pierce's cane, bashed Dean Richards, face and gotten away with it and been your SCW heavyweight champion for the second time. But contrary to what you've been proclaiming and trying to convince these people, I've changed. And if that didn't prove it, I don't know what did. And that's all I have to say about that show. Now, as far as SCW, on a personal note, me and you have talked before. We used to be a lot closer than when, you know, you claim I turned on you. You know the history, you know the story, you know how close I was to the bottom of the barrel, and you know for a fact SCW saved my life as well. Me and Brian actually have that in common as well. Now, there's one very important thing here that no one's mentioned, and there's a reason we have to save SCW that no one's brought up yet, and I would like to go ahead and point that out if I can take a second.
By all means, go ahead.
See, me and Dean Richards have a 30-minute war, man-to-man, toe-to-toe, best man win, no offbeat shenanigans, and then I get hit from behind by some rookie, and I find out later that Dean Richards got ambushed 3-on-1. We have a really want to see. I don't know who these guys are. I don't know why they're trying to call themselves Black America. I don't know why they decided to attack me from behind. I don't know why TJ Boss did what he did. People need to save SCW so I can come back and kick their ass for doing that. How is that for saving SCW?
Yeah, you know, I really can't disagree with your point. I know there are a lot of people very upset with the ending of Toys for Tots, and just sit back and imagine one second. Just you know, Storm brings up an excellent point. Sit back and imagine for one second the very last thing we ever see at SCW Entertainment is a TJ Boss who has apparently gone by the wayside, up with a Mr. Smith and a Jackson Carter who's done the same, and leaving main event in shambles, leaving the heavyweight champion in shambles. Is that really what we want to see, the last image at SCW Entertainment, to go on that negative note? I don't think so, and I think you bring up a good point. No matter what side you stand on in this whole company guys versus guys who have gone by the theory in which I have put in place, no matter which side you choose, this side obviously has a completely different MO, and apparently they're out to make a lot of enemies, and they've done that. They've also come out on top in doing so, surprising everybody. So with that said, I think John Storm brings a good point.
Now, see, here's the thing, okay. The donation is coming in. The offices of Mr. Vincent Slade have actually made a donation. That will be arriving very shortly. help's on the way. Now, chip in, save this company so we can provide entertainment, like I've been saying, so we can save other lives. And the fact is, I'm not going to name names. We all know the big wrestling company out there. People don't get to see that, but once a year, they have to drive all the way up here, pay God knows how much for a ticket to get in. We do local entertainment for local people who care about the local product and want to support us. If you support us, you know we will support the area like we've been doing. And like I said, me and Sean don't exactly get along here lately, but from what I hear, they even made an issue with him. So if people just want to see some damn good fights coming up, this is your chance to make it happen. We've already come further than anybody ever thought this place would. We were told one show is our last stand. We're going to have one match to prove yourselves, live the dream, and you're done. That's what they said. Here we are, years later. I've done things in wrestling that no one ever thought I would be able to do. I want to see who the next guys are going to prove themselves. We need to give those guys a chance. It's not about the Sean Vans, the Dean Richards, the Sean Storms, the Brian Whites. It's about the next generation of guys to come in and prove themselves. That's why I'm still doing this. That's why we need to continue doing this. That's all I have to say.
And you're absolutely right. I'm not going to disagree with that point either. We have a group of individuals right now who are training, who are learning this craft, who I feel really want it, who I feel really want to be here. This is a dream for them that they may not get anywhere else. You know, have you ever, anyone out there listening, if you've ever had a dream you wanted to do that you felt maybe impossible, and you had that opportunity at one particular point in your life at one particular place, and then it's completely ripped away from you, and then all that pretty much remains is starting from square one. You know, these guys are literally putting everything they got into. They're going out there. They're killing themselves, learning this craft, just to be able to live dreams, just to be able to entertain you. You know, I got to tell you, it's not time for this company to go under yet. But guys, we do still have some more callers here pouring in, so I'm going to go ahead and try to get those in as well. So last four digits 9555. You're on SCW Radio. Who do we got,
gentlemen? This show has reached a highlight point. Why? Because the new SCW Internet Champion has now arrived. Sean Vans, Sean Storm, Brian White, how you are doing? It doesn't matter because I'm doing great. Why? Because I am the new SCW Internet Champion.
Well, wow. First and foremost, you know, I got to tell you, Carl Hager joining us, the brand new SCW Internet Champion. I do feel as if congratulations are definitely in order after Toys for Tots. Getting the upset victory over the champion, Cat Daddy. You're now the Internet Champion, and here we are. SCW Entertainment is pretty much in danger. So if those are things and points you'd like to speak on, feel free.
Well, what I had to speak on is I told every single one of those fools in Greenwood, South Carolina, that at the end of 2015, I was going to be a champion. And what happened? I defeated Cat Daddy or whatever his name is. I'm too excited right now. My glorious victory that I can't even say his name correctly. But be that as it may, SCW is in danger. Yes, it is. But I got a sneaking suspicion that after when it's all said and done, SCW will thrive. Why? Because I am the new SCW Internet Champion. There's not a damn thing anybody can do about it. Why? You always know. I'm simply nefarious.
Absolutely not. And, you know, it's stuff like this, ladies and gentlemen. We've even had new sound at the Toys for Tots event. Dean Richards, Carl Hager, the new tag team champions, Ace Harris and Tony Lycan. You know, these are guys who are just now starting their reign as champions. I would love to see how they do as champions, how their reign progresses, what happens from here, who are new challengers for this championship. Old challengers get their rematches. No, these are questions that we can't even answer for you right now because our primary concern is keeping this company afloat to be able to get to that point. You know, there's just so much going on here at SCW Entertainment right now that, you know, and I may sound like a broken record, and I apologize if I do, but for the doors to close at this place right now, absolute travesty. All good points, guys. Now, we do have some more callers here, so we're going to go ahead and cue them in as well. So, last four digits, 5129, you're on SCW Radio. Who do we got?
Cynthia Nichols. And I just wanted to comment on the fact that y'all are talking about the local entertainment, and that is true. Greenwood has very little local entertainment. You have to go out of town. And for somebody who doesn't go out of town that much, these shows mean a lot. And, I just don't like to travel out of town to go anywhere. And you can't beat the show that you get from you guys at SCW anywhere around here. And it gives not only the kids somewhere to go, it gives the older people somewhere to go, too, where we can have a little entertainment, a little excitement. For myself, you know, I get mad, I scream and I holler, and I pull for the guys that I want to win, and that's my external entertainment. So, you know, I think a lot of times that when you go through some bad times, it only ends up making you stronger at the end. And I'm hoping, you know, that's what happens to you guys.
You know, absolutely, and I really hope that is the case. You know,
Sean,
go ahead.
You want to know a reason to keep SW around? For 5 years, I have tried to get that woman to cheer me, and it finally happened. I was damned if we closed now after I finally got that to happen.
That's one of the things I was thinking about, too. It took me so long to pull for you, and I pulled for you with everything I had at Toys for Tots. And, you know, I can't see this being the end of SCW. I really cannot see this being the end. And, you know, I don't want it to be the end of SCW. But everybody's got, everybody's got to pull together. All the fans that, you know, that come to see y'all show, I'd just like to give them one little piece of advice. You won't have any external entertainment outside your home or, you know, whatever. This is a good show. And it's consistently good. It's consistently fun. And I just enjoy it. I enjoy coming to the shows.
We definitely appreciate those kind words, and we really do hope that everyone out there within the sound of our voices this evening will feel it within their heart to be able to donate to it. You know, we hate asking for a handout. We really do. But I've talked to a lot of people who have really put it into perspective. This isn't so much a handout as it is asking for your help to be able to continue to entertain you, to be able to continue to be able to donate and raise funds for these charitable nonprofit organizations and things of that nature. You know, this is us asking for your help so we can help. You know, we really want to be able to say that we can be around in 2016 and 2017 and 2018 and for years and years and years
and years and years
to where we can make our community better.
We can make our community better.
We've already used to the point where we can continue to entertain the masses around Greenwood. And you know what, guys? Out. 40 seconds left before after call. What I'm going to do right now is what we do every week. And I'm going to give everybody on the call list one final opportunity to give us your closing thoughts on this SCW episode of SCW Radio. So with that, we'll start with you, Brian White. Your closing thoughts. Go ahead.
My closing thoughts is just don't give up, fans. I haven't given up. I'm not going to give up. Sean hasn't given up. Our training, the future of this company hasn't given up, and I hope that the fans won't give up on us as well. We love and appreciate each and every one of y'all. Just keep giving. Let's keep the dream alive. Let's keep the SCW Entertainer there in Greenwood and beyond, if we can, Lord. I pray that we can keep going. Thank you all so much, and I hope good things come our way.
All right, thank you, Brian. We'll move on to you, the new SCW Internet Champion himself, the nefarious one, Carl Hager. Your closing thoughts.
My closing thoughts are this. People of SCW, entertainment fans, whatever have you, I want you to donate every single penny that you can. Why? Because you're going to see me, the new SCW Internet Champion. And when you see the new Internet Champion, you're going to get your money to work. Whether it's that person sitting in the front row, that old lady that's on the radio station just now, anybody, when they see the nefarious one, they always deliver, day one, day out. So that being said, I am the nefarious one, Carl Hager. I am the new SCW Internet Champion, and I'm just simply nefarious.
And we'll move on to you there, Sean Storm. Your closing thoughts. Ed.
See, it's pretty simple. Now, this might take a second to get out, but the fact is, about 5 years ago, when I asked other companies in this state to give me a chance to take my money and train me and teach me how to wrestle and do it the proper way that they wanted, they said no. Me and Sean could see if we had enough time and name about five companies who turned me down and told me, you can go sell concessions, you can be a referee, you can help out in the back, you can run sound. SCW gave me a chance. Hunger Games winner, heavyweight champion, internet champion, ex-champion, you name it, I have done it. I will continue to do it in this company. Say what you want, SCW is my home. That is the reason. We need to give the future guys a chance. We need to improve wrestling in this state. This will happen. It's going to happen. And the fact that there's going to be another year of Sean Storm in SCW kicking Black America's ass. That's all I have to say about that.
All right, and Ms. Nichols, if you have any closing thoughts this week, feel free to go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to say to all the fans, if y'all appreciate the entertainment that you get at the SCW shows, and if you appreciate all the hard work that the guys that work with SCW put in and all the help that they give around the community, please donate and keep SCW going strong.
All right, thank you. I want to thank everybody for calling in this week. From Carl Hager to Brian White to Sean Storm and Miss Nichols here, we want to thank everybody for calling in. I want to thank everyone out there for listening. One more time, guys, we want to give out that URL and the different ways and means you can donate to keep SCW alive. First and foremost, if you're more comfortable with GoFundMe, you can find us there at GoFundMe.com/SaveSCW. Like we said earlier, any donation, small or large, every penny counts, and we appreciate all the support. Feel free to continue to hashtag SaveSCW, hashtag support indie wrestling, hashtag together we made it. We appreciate that support as well. Just raising awareness does so much. As we said earlier, if you're more of a PayPal person, that is fine. You can donate to us at PayPal using the email address SouthCarolinaWrestling@yahoo.com. And once again, we really do appreciate all the donations, all the support, all the raising of awareness of what's going on here at SCW Entertainment. You know, we've fallen into a rut here in the last couple of days and weeks. But we don't think this is over. We believe in our fans. We believe in our product. We believe in our philanthropy. We believe in all those things enough to where we're not shutting the doors like any other company would do. We're going to fight, and we're going to fight into the very last minute. We're going to fight and struggle and scratch and claw the same way we've done for the last 6-plus years. We're going to ride this sumbitch till the wheels fall off, believe that. And with your support, with your donations, we can make sure this company is around for a lot longer. So I want to thank everyone out there who has already donated and raised awareness and supported us in the past, the present, and even in the future. Because like I said, we're not giving up on this. And I want to thank the ones that are going to donate and support us. I want to go ahead and thank you prematurely for what you're doing, because your donation is not just helping keep any random independent wrestling company alive. Your donation is getting individuals a shot to live their dreams that will not get it anywhere else. Your donation is keeping the community in which SCW Entertainment resides in. You're giving that another shot. You're giving our community more, because we're not done helping our community out, not by a long shot. We've always done it. We're always going to continue to do it. You're helping out to entertain a city that is otherwise without any entertainment. This isn't just, you know, for one particular reason or the other. There are so many reasons why this company deserves to be around in the years to come. You know, we talked about earlier people not getting a shot anywhere else. I used to be one of those guys. I couldn't get a shot anywhere else either. And for a company that I consider to be like my third child, this is a little hard. But one more time, guys, we want to thank everyone who's already donated. And please, 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 if you feel it within your heart of hearts, no donation too small. Give to this Save SCW campaign, because I promise you this, if SCW Entertainment hasn't already affected you in some shape, way, form, or fashion, we will. Give us time. And with that said, guys, once again, I want to thank everyone for calling in. I want to thank everybody for listening. I want to thank everyone for spreading awareness, for supporting us, whether it be posting a hashtag, whether it be a financial donation. No matter what it is you do, we just want to thank you, and we want to let you guys know we are not giving up, and we're going to continue to scratch and claw and fight until SCW can actually afford to live another day. So with that said, guys, thank you all. SCW Entertainment and SCW Radio is still on a hiatus no matter what happens for the month of January. We really want to take advantage of this as much as possible and raise these funds. And with your help, I am 100% sure we can do it. So, guys, I want to thank you all. Of course, I'm your host of SCW Radio, Sean Van, and we will catch you next time. Until then, guys, GoFundMe SCW Entertainment, GoFundMe / Save SCW, PayPal, donating to South Carolina Wrestling at Yahoo.com. Thank you all for your support. And with your support, we'll be seeing you again. Thanks, guys.